Can you start by telling us a little about yourself?
Okay, well, my name is Kay Hill. I've been a resident of Macomb. Well, I was born and raised here, moved away, but have been a permanent resident since 1965. Married to my husband, Jack, for 55 years. We have two grown daughters, one in California and one in Iowa. I retired from the Illinois State Police after 30 years of service there. That's about it.
And you were appointed to the city council a couple years ago.
Right, 2011.
So why are you running for a full term?
Well, I think my experience that I've gained in the last couple years will assist me in being a better councilman with that history behind me. And I've found it interesting and hopeful that I can bring something positive to the council.
Is there something in particular you would like to accomplish?
There is. I'd really like to see the downtown revitalization take place. That I think that's really important to our community as a whole. And one of the things that was stressed when I attended a IML meeting last fall was do not let your downtown die. It's difficult, and I think it's going to be very challenging, but I think it would also be very beneficial and very rewarding.
So what would you as the second ward alderperson do as part of that downtown revitalization? What role would you play?
I think I would support any endeavors that are taken to secure funding. I know we've talked about grant application possibilities. Just whatever I could do to move it forward.
What's your vision for the revitalized downtown? What would you like to see?
Well, of course, I'd like to see more businesses downtown, a more attractive downtown that would make people want to come there, to have businesses, to have more restaurants, just a viable downtown. You know, I remember when I was growing up, I mean, Macomb downtown was busy. You know, the stores were open till 9 o'clock at night. There were retail businesses all around the square. And although there's been a shift in businesses, you know, moving to the perimeters of the city, I still think it's very important and would really be beneficial to us.
What type of businesses do you think you'd like to see on the square?
Well, this may sound old-fashioned, but I would like to see more retail shops like used to be downtown. There were several dress shops, two men's stores, more restaurants. You know, I think right now it's more a little more to the business service industry, if you will. So more retail.
So what should the city do or what can it do to try to attract those types of businesses to the downtown?
Well, one of the philosophies is to create it and they will come. I don't know if this will work or not, but if we can improve the attractiveness, the traffic flow, clean it up, hopefully that will create interest.
You've mentioned the idea of making it more attractive a couple times. What's your vision? What would make the downtown more attractive?
I think more green space, if you will. You know, outside benches. I guess that would be it. You know, improve the sidewalks. I mean, some of them look, clean it up. It looks, some of it, pretty bad.
What do you think is the biggest challenge facing the city?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is, you know, pension benefits to our employees that continue to grow. I think that's going to be a big challenge for us. Do I exactly know what the answer is? No, I mean, it's not, you know, it's at all levels, not only the city, but state, federal, et cetera.
Yeah. Any thoughts on how you go about tackling that challenge?
At this point, I'm not sure.
Someone I know who is fairly new to town told me there seems to be a lack of curbs and sidewalks in Macomb, which makes the city look run down. How do you respond to that?
I think that is being addressed as we move forward with some of the street projects that are planned for the next, well, over the next 3 years, for sure. And that will be addressed in those projects. So I think that's a place to start.
You voted in favor of the bond issue, correct? The $7.5 million bond issue?
I did, yes.
Why did you think that was a good approach to take?
Primarily because of the low interest rate, very low, unprecedented interest rates, and it will allow us to achieve more in that period of time than we could have without that bond money. A good investment, I think, for our citizens.
Some of the housing stock looks run down in town, too. Is there anything the city can do about that?
Part of what is being done is you've probably heard about the Fix or Flatten program, which I think is a start in that direction. And then I think just code enforcement is going to have to be progressive.
It seems like the city has trimmed back the workforce over the years. So are there enough people on staff to enforce the codes?
I don't really know what the staffing was prior to coming on this council. I wasn't that informed. But at this point, I think we have really good workers. And yes, I think they can make significant strides.
What do you think the city could do to bring more jobs to town?
Well, again, I would kind of look at the downtown, and if we can get it to grow, that's going to create more jobs. I think we're very beneficial in having Bauer, Pella, those. If the economy is growing, I think they can both hire more people. You know, a lot of that is going to depend on what happens, I think, state and federally. It's going to have a big impact here as it does everywhere.
Do you think there's a good relationship between the city and the university?
As far as I know, yes, I believe it is. There is.
Mm-hmm. Anything you'd like to see done to maybe make it even better?
Again, I haven't had a lot of experience in that particular area. Just keep open communications and, you know, try to assist each other in any way we can.
Does your current ward encompass some of the university?
Yes.
Do you hear much from students or from the university or university personnel?
No. Probably in the almost 2 years that I've been a councilman, I've had maybe three calls from students. And don't ask me what they were asking about. I've forgotten at this point. But yes, I did have. But minimal.
Okay. Why should someone vote for you?
Well, I think I have the experience, not only as a councilman, but background that makes me a good candidate. I've been, I was an administrative person with the Illinois State Police for 30 years. And I've kept books and so forth for my husband when he was a contractor. So I think I have an overall pretty broad knowledge.
All right, that should do it. Thanks for your time.
All right.